Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Western and Southern Financial Group. Put our financial strength behind you. It's easy to get started. Visit westernsouthern.com.
Now batting number one in our hearts. At least he'd like to think so. It's the Jim Day Podcast.
All right, here we are again. Welcome into the old podcast as we welcome back an old friend. Please welcome in, known as the Todd Father. Todd Frazier, how you doing?
What's up, Jim? How's everything going, brother?
Everything's fantastic, made better now that you are entering the pod. In fact, you're going to be the pod father today.
I'll take it. There we go.
Todd Father. Where did Todd Father come from, by the way? Obviously, your name's Todd, but...
Yes.
When did it start?
It happened in the Queen City, man. It happened in old Cincinnati. The fans basically came up with it my first year being brought up there, being from Jersey.
Yeah.
Soprano kind of feel, and it just worked out well, man. I loved every second of it. I think it was 2012, my second year, and kind of stuck with me, and I loved every second of it. It's my favorite nickname, and a lot of people love it too. So,
well, you've been lots of places, but you still have that jersey. You're still talking Jersey, man. I mean, you could fit in to the Sopranos.
No doubt about it. My second life, I might want to be one of those guys. That's a tough life to live, though. It's my favorite show. My dad and I would watch it all the time. But, a lot of people say when they go to different places, they lose their accent. I don't know how they do that unless they try hard to do it. So for me, I try and stay the same. And I love being from Jersey, man, as you know.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that I've heard is that, you act a certain way. You definitely have a very, very noticeable personality, let's just say that, in and out of the clubhouse. And you've taken that everywhere. You have not changed a bit, have you?
No, and I think that's the biggest part about being a baseball player and a person, too. But most notably, you got to be even keeled as a baseball player. You know, those 0 for 10 days. And then, those 10 for 15 days, not too high, not too low. My personality has always been the same. You ask anybody if I play with, and they said, man, your energy has been there from day one all the way to day 162 at the end of the year. So I made sure of that because I know at the end of the day, my numbers are going to be where they're going to be. And I'm going to be a good teammate as well.
Where are you right now, in Florida?
Yeah, I'm at Dodgertown, man. We got these rooms right next to the field here in Vero Beach at the Jackie Robinson facilities here. And we have one more game tonight against Venezuela, an exhibition. And then we have off day or two or three practice days. And away we go, baby. We're playing against Nicaragua on May 31st. And this is where it all begins. So then we got Dominican and Puerto Rico. We got some battles ahead of us. But the top two teams from our league are our four advance. And then hopefully we move on to Tokyo.
Now, I probably should have set that up better. For those that don't know, Todd recently left the Pirates. We'll just leave it at that. And decided to play for Team USA. And you guys are trying to qualify for the Olympics coming up in Tokyo. And by the time this podcast drops, it'll be the 31st, in which you guys are up and away, as you say. Why going to Team USA now? I know you would love to catch on with another big league club. Maybe that will happen later this year. Maybe it'll happen next year. But why Team USA?
Yeah, I mean, it's real simple. I mean, anybody that would not want to play for their country in any sport or anything, I think is tough to hear. I mean, for me, it's pride. It's putting that USA on your chest. And everybody always said, hey, man, play for something. You know, when you're struggling, play for something or just any time. And now I'm playing for my country. I mean, you pinch yourself. I mean, honestly, win, lose, or draw, even though we want to win, you're playing for your country. And, you know, it's pretty cool. I'm playing with guys like Matt Kemp, Tim Fedorovich, you know, and some young guys that are, you know, top 10 prospects in minor league baseball. It's a fun knit group. And, we're Homer Bailey. I forgot. Old Homer Bailey's on the team. And, he's ready to rock. He's going to be one of our starters and, you know, proud to play with him again.
Could you ever have imagined sitting in the Reds clubhouse across from Homer Bailey that one day you guys would be playing for Team USA, perhaps going for a gold medal in the Olympics?
Yeah, no, never, never. It's crazy where baseball takes you. There's not many guys except maybe Joey Votto and Buster Posey that stay with one team nowadays and finish out their career. And it's really exciting. It's a good help for a lot of these guys that are trying to get on another team, of course. But I think everybody knows, and we've had great meetings, and everybody said something in our first meeting about wanting to play for USA. And, you know, we want to keep playing in the major leagues, but we're all focused on getting to the Olympics for sure. That's first and foremost.
Did you have a moment where, I know you haven't put on probably the actual jerseys maybe, but just a moment where Team USA with the red, white, and blue was in your locker and you put it on? Did you have a moment like, wow, this is pretty cool?
Yeah. I mean, when we first came in, the jerseys were hanging in the locker rooms and you saw your number. Nobody knew what number they were getting, so, which was cool. So I got 25. And I guess 20. I asked them for 21. They said it was a large, and you know, I'm not a large, so I had to get a size above. And you know, away we went. You know, I like my uniform looser. So, but at the end of the day, it was so cool. Everybody's gonna have a lot of pride, and couldn't be. Everybody's really excited. You feel the nervous jitters already, and the excitement that comes with it. And you know, we're going to put our best foot forward, and hopefully we dominate.
I haven't heard something like that since I was in high school of, like, the numbers by size.
Yeah,
because the big dudes had the big numbers.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So you know who the bigger guys are in the team by their numbers,
wow.
Or the taller at least. We don't have many heavy guys. We just got, you know, skinny and tall pitchers that throw, you know, fireballs out of their hands. So
yeah.
Hopefully it'll be all right. I know we're going to face Jumbo Diaz, too, in the Dominican. So there's another red there. So.
Jumbo!
I love him.
What a character.
Yes.
Jumbo Diaz. Your time with the Reds, you were very much a fan favorite. When you look back now, I know, and like you said, you've played for a bunch of teams, and guys just, it's rare that you play for one team or even just two teams throughout your career if you're good and you have a long career. But is Cincinnati, the time in Cincinnati, is, do you look back fondly?
Oh, I loved every second of it. I always tell my wife, we always talk about that's my first love, and you never forget your first love. So, yeah, I had such a blast playing there. The fans, you know, welcomed me with open arms, and I tried to give them the best version of me every single day. And, yeah, I did. I wanted to play there for the rest of my career. I told Castellini that too. I said, listen, man, we had a meeting about the whole thing, and you know, he basically told me, let's get this done, and then I got traded. So crazy times back in the day, but you know, you look back and all the friendships I could have made without being traded. So I, you know, you look back and it is what it is, but I love Cincinnati. I still do. And you know, my family did too. So it would have been a great place to keep playing for the rest of my career. But, you know, things happen. And like we said, not many guys get to play with the same team their whole career.
Do you have like top three moments? I mean, put aside the home run derby.
Yeah, put that aside.
Yeah. Do you have favorite moments with the Reds?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, every kid dreams about their first walk-off home run. I hit my first walk-off home run against the Braves. I thought that was pretty cool. And then another grand slam walk-off against the Tigers there. Let's see. I would say Homer Bailey's no-hitters. I was part of both. I was the one that drove in the game-winning run. We won 1-0 in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And I would say, there's a bunch. I would say clinching. What was that? 2013, maybe 12. I'm trying to remember the year we clinched.
12.
We won the division.
2012.
12. Yeah, I think that was the dog pile, and afterwards we had a big party, went out, we had such a good time. So I say those are three of them, but I, you know, there's probably a dozen more that I just couldn't think of right now.
Man, 2012 was one of those. Oh, what a cool year! But man, that was
painful. We left a lot on the table there. I truly believe if we would have won that first series, we would have had a really good shot of, you know, at least getting to the World Series.
Oh, then there's no doubt.
Yeah,
I mean the Giants won it.
Yeah, exactly. So we you know, I've been a part of both with the Yankees. You know, down two games, came back to win three, and then we were up two games with the Reds, came back to lose three. So that's baseball, brother. All you got to do is win day one, win the game that day, and crazy things can happen.
You mastered hitting with the bat out of your hand or one-handed swing. You hit a home run where the bat was not even in your hand at contact, I think. All right. How the heck does this happen?
Listen, my old high school coach, Ken Frank, who, you know, I give him praise. He won his 900th high school game in New Jersey the other day. That record will never be broken. And he always just said, you know, throw the bat head to the ball and good things will happen. So I threw the bat head to the ball and, you know, threw my hands at it. And you remember at the time, for some reason, the bat would always slip out of my hands.
All the time.
I'd have won a game. And I threw that bat head, and it was perfect. If it was 1 millimeter lower, higher, left or right, it wouldn't have happened. And hit it 375 feet to the left, and, you know, it's down in sports science history. So
it's unbelievable. I don't know how it happened.
Me neither. It's that old saying: throw the hands, let the bat head, and it was, everything was time perfect. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Wow, unbelievable. You played, I think you grew up a Yankees fan. I think so.
I was a big fan of players, to be honest. Yeah, so Paul O'Neill was my guy growing up.
Oh, Paul O'Neill.
Yes, he's an ex-Red.
Ex-Red.
Still lives there.
Still lives here, no doubt.
Good for him.
What was it like playing for the Mets and the Yankees, though? You got both sides of it.
Yeah, man. There's only a select few that have done it.
Yeah.
Listen, I tell everybody, playing for the Yankees was awesome. I wish I could have played more years there. I mean, when you walk into there, everybody's like, well, what makes it so good? And the only explanation I could say is they expect the greatness out of you every day. You don't come to that ballpark, you go through the motions. There's, you know, somebody's going to get on you, and, you know, you got to shave your face, all that kind of stuff. I think that's pretty cool. And then the Mets, you know, it was great playing for them. And I had a blast for two and a half years, I think it was. But we can never just get over the edge of where we want to be, because we had really good players. It's either an injury, and you see what they're going through this year. I mean, 16 injuries, that's unbelievable. You know, it's just crazy to think, but always just trying to get over that hump and, you know, be the team that they can be. And there's always hope, but it just, you know, seems like it doesn't work out. So hopefully they're on the right track, and it'd be nice to see a Subway Series. I think that'd be pretty cool again.
Oh, I don't want to see that, Todd.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you
mean. You don't understand. It's crazy that all of a sudden that whole week, you got guys coming out of the woodworks making bets. I remember I made a bet with my Larry Vaca, my guidance counselor, said, well, if the Yankees win, you know, I got to wear Yankee stuff. If the Red Sox win, he had to wear Red Sox stuff because he really didn't like the Red Sox. So he wore Red Sox stuff that series. Or no, that was Red Sox and Yankees. I apologize. You know, Mets and Yankees.
So, well, no, I get it regardless. I get it.
Yeah.
But I just had to throw that in there as a Reds
no,
fan.
No,
I don't feel that.
No doubt. No.
So cool to be catching up with Todd Frazier, the Todd father. The Pod Father. And we'll have more with Todd here after this message from our sponsor, Western and Southern Financial Group.
You've experienced one of life's miracles, adding a baby to your family. Now you may need life insurance to help make sure everyone's protected, especially that bundle of joy. And if you already have kids, now's a great time to make sure you have enough coverage. At Western and Southern Life, we translate what's complicated and help make life insurance simple. Talk to one of our financial translators. It's easy. Visit us at westernsouthern.com/life.
Compensated endorser, Western and Southern Life Insurance Company, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hey, I was looking at some old video. Not only the home runs, where you're just throwing the bat ball, basically, but the switcheroo catch is one of my favorite things I've ever seen. For those that don't know, can you please take us through this? Because, I mean, you know, the cat's out of the bag. You made the switcheroo to the...
No, without a doubt. I can't make this up, Jim. It was
it's unbelievable.
No, it was unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, I got one regret, and I'm going to tell you after the story.
All right.
I caught it, hit the corner, or hit the lower part in old Chavez Ravine there, and I went down. I caught the ball. As I went down, my glove hit the chair, and I see at the corner of my eye, the ball actually ricocheted about 10 feet forward. And I'm like, oh, shoot. But I honestly, Jim, I can't make this up. My glove was in the air still. I put it down, and the umpire can't see me because it's like a table for people to eat.
Right.
Put my glove down, and a ball just went right. As I put my glove down, a ball stuck in my glove. Jim, I can't make this up, dude. So I squeezed it. As I squeezed it, I look up, and the umpire's head comes right over. I put my glove in the air, and I pray to God it was still stuck in there. He called him out, and I said, oh, my God. And people don't understand. They can see on the film, the guy has the other ball in his hand, and he's looking at the umpire like this. And the umpire, like, umpire Mark Wagner, I remember. Mark's looking at him like, oh, cool, you have a ball. And I could have sworn he told him, this is the ball. And I get up, and now this is what the only regret I have was I should have gave the ball to DeGrom to throw with. And I wanted to see the laugh on his face.
Well, tell him, the ball's fake.
It was fake. It was like a plastic ball.
It's a kid's ball. It was sitting on the table. You were talking about the table that was.
Yeah, it was. And you could see in the film, the ball rolled down and actually hit my leg and it went right in my glove.
Was it rubber or plastic ball?
It was like a real ball, but the plastic ones you get signed. And I just wanted to see the look on his face. That's what I threw the ball in the stands when I should have gave.
You wanted to get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, exactly. And it would have been an awesome laugher. And I just, the only reason I didn't do it, he was going for his first Cy Young and he was dominant, man. Yeah. And I didn't want to get him out of his groove, but it would have been hysterical.
No, him looking at that ball, they might have changed the call. I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking back now, you know, hindsight 2020, I would like to see what would have really happened.
That was unbelievable. People, just YouTube it. It's unbelievable.
And listen, the people in L.A. were mad at me. I know 99.9% of people, if they're fighting – you know, to, you know, get to win a championship or something, they would have done the same darn thing. I don't care what they say.
Oh, especially it just popped in your glove. I mean, it's like, thank you.
Yeah, it was money.
Great story. Weren't the tables turning you a little bit, though? The hidden ball trick got you?
Yeah.
Baseball gods got you back.
Listen, everything comes back tenfold, baby. So, you know, it's crazy how that happens. Well, baseball's, I thought the umpire called timeout.
You're on second base, right?
On second base, which every umpire does nowadays because they don't want to be the one to do it. And I told him, I said, listen, I'll take it, but any ball that comes in here, if you guys call timeout, you're going to have to throw me out because I'm beyond you like white on rice. So that was basically it. So it is what it is.
I know I have limited time with you, so I want to ask you about your favorite Reds teammates. Who comes to mind when I ask you that?
Oh, God, a bunch of them. You know, when I first came up, Johnny Gomes took me by his wing. He was awesome. Ryan Ludwig. Skip
Johnny
Schumann.
Gomes.
Oh, he was, yeah, they were awesome. Brandon Phillips. And, you know, the one I've kept really close with over the years, who I saw in Pittsburgh a bunch of times because he lives there now, is Devin Mesoraco. He's awesome, man. He's loving life. He's a coach over there at Pittsburgh. And, he's having a good time.
He's doing well, Miz?
Yeah, he's doing really well. He's got a great place there in outside of Pittsburgh, and he's got two beautiful kids. And my wife and his wife have always kept in touch and are still really close to this day. So it was great to see him for a handful of times there and, you know, to reminisce about the good old days.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, tell him we said hello when you talk to him next from Reds Country. Hey, one of my favorite segments I ever did was spring training with you, where we went around because you were a self-proclaimed French fry expert, fast food French fry expert. And we drove around and got some French fries and then put a blindfold on you and did a taste test, and you nailed it.
I even nailed the one that they make at the ballpark in Goodyear.
Right. So to set this up, we had McDonald's and it was Burger King.
There were six different ones. Burger King, Wendy's.
Yeah, and I threw a curveball in there. I had the guys from the Reds complex who feed you guys put his fries out there to try to put a wrinkle in it, and you figured that out.
Oh, it was money, baby. It was money. I still eat them. You know what the problem is? When I'm done playing this game of baseball, I'm going to have to cut back on the fries because I can eat. That's the big problem.
Believe me.
I'll blow up like a balloon. So I'm going to have to figure that out. Maybe once a week.
Yeah.
Divulge in some McDonald's fries and away we go.
Yeah. Wait till your metabolism really starts to slow down. I found that out the hard way. There's pictures of me online like, man, that is a big boiler.
Oh,
it was about 30 pounds ago. I'm trying to work on it as we speak. So
they make now that can hide that for you. So be careful. You can find them online somewhere.
Are you like 35 now? This kills me. Are you 35?
I'm not like 35. I'm 35. Right? Oh man.
Man, where did the time go? What the heck happened?
I know. I went by so darn fast. I don't get it.
So you got, you got two kids now?
Three
don't
kids.
See, I'm way behind. I know Blake was the first one because we did a lot of stuff with Blake.
Yes. I mean, Blake is 7. Kylie is 5. And my son Grant is 2. It's nuts. I remember we stayed we lived at the same apartment building.
Right.
It was unbelievable. So,
yeah.
How time flies is right. I wish I could stop it a little bit because I've had some really, really great years in baseball. And, you know, there's got to be a button they can make now in the world where you can go back in time.
You probably think I was stalking you the first time we lived in the same apartment complex. Like, what are you doing in here?
No, man, you made the right choice. You saved some money, man. You were right.
No doubt. So Frazier Fieldhouse, is that the Little League field? Is that in Toms River?
Yeah, that's in Toms River. It's the Little League field I grew up in. And, you know, I gave a lot of money to that field, and they made a field after me. And they have an indoor facility and all that kind of stuff. My son's playing there now with my two nephews.
Oh, and, wow. What is that like?
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome.
With your namesake on it and your kids playing there.
I don't think he understands it. Honestly, right now it's 7 years old. But it's cool. I get to coach him. And it's really a thrill. I'm more nervous coaching than I am playing, man. It's nutty, man. I'm biting my nails. And
really?
It's crazy. They got this 8-and-under team, which my brother Jeff coaches, and I coach too as well. Once I'm not playing, and we have a good squad, so it's pretty cool.
Wow, that's tremendous. What do you think is in the future for you after baseball?
I don't know. It's a good question. I've thought about it a bunch. I'm always a guy that looks ahead of maybe what I can be, and maybe broadcasting, maybe coaching.
Broadcasting.
Maybe.
Hello. I mean,
something to look forward to or something I can do. I've done it I haven't broadcasted, but I've been on the MLB network a couple times.
Yeah.
But
do you want to be in the studio or do you want to?
It's tough because I don't want to leave my family just yet. I want to see all my kids grow up and, if it's studio, it's definitely an MLB network because it's only a 50-minute drive north.
There you go.
For me. So I can set my schedule where I want, maybe a couple of days a week. But, there's endless opportunities in sports. So we'll see. We'll cross that path when we come. But I'm going to hang out with the family for a while.
But you still would like to catch on with an MLB team? Maybe you haven't given up on
doubt.
That.
Without a doubt. I need 90 days pretty much to get my 10 years.
Oh, wow. You're 90 days short of 10?
Yeah, and I think that would be a pretty cool goal, you know.
But, well, that's pension. I mean, that's the gold mark. That's pension related, right?
Yeah. Well, and it's not even that. It's just, well, I mean, everybody strives to get 10 years for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, it would be the icing on the cake. If I don't get there, okay, so be it. But it would be a pretty cool feat to have.
No, absolutely. I feel like I should be playing Frank Sinatra here for you.
Hey, you get me rolling. I'd be in a good spot. So,
Do they allow walk-up music in the Olympic? Probably.
I don't know. They haven't brought it up. Thanks for reminding me. I got to ask them. So.
Yeah, because you know Tokyo needs some Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, maybe I'll gain 1,000 more fans over there because they'll appreciate the classical music.
Well, I know you're limited on time. I appreciate the time you gave me to Reds fans. And, there's 1,000 things I could ask you about. I'd love to have you back sometime. How about after you win a gold medal?
Let's do that, man. That sounds awesome.
If you win a gold medal, will you come back on?
Most definitely. I'm in.
All right. It's great catching up with you, man. And USA. Go USA. Go Todd Let's Father. Go the Pod Father.
Let's go, baby. Thanks. Nice talking to you, Jim.
All right, Todd. Take care. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Todd Frazier. And we wish him well in trying to bring home a gold medal for Team USA. And he's a guy that just wants to continue on the situation with the Pirates, in which they're in a transition and decided to designate him for assignment. And at his age, and he's still, like he said, he's 90 days short of 10 years. I did not know that. And that is, if he comes within 90 days and doesn't get it, that'll be tough. But at the same time, you know, he's willing to play for Team USA. You want to keep playing. You want to showcase yourself for potential MLB teams, whether it be this season or certainly next season. He still thinks he has some in the tank, so why not go for Team USA? And then, you know, he'll enjoy it anyways. I mean, if they make it to the Olympics and just that experience of putting on the red, white, and blue, I mean, why not? We're definitely going to have him back. He did have limited time, and I didn't even get to the home run derby. You're probably like, dude, home run derby, hello? Yeah, no, we just didn't have time. And it is a better reason to have him back that we can talk about that and more. We appreciate you checking us out. Thanks again. We invite you to rate and review this podcast and spread the word about this podcast as we just keep keeping on. Until next time, so long, everyone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.